Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
The other thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert, and really wanting you to book a vacation with me.
Yes, please do that. I'm producer Al John, and I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, also pop culturist, and welcome to the show. And if you haven't already, feel free to like, share, and subscribe. Click that notification bell when we have new content posted. And today, we're talking about May the 4th be with you. That's what we're talking about.
It's already that time.
I can't. It's kind of strange that we're already toward the end of April into May. But here we are. And in Middle Tennessee, that simply means summertime's here. Because we literally have 1 week of spring and that's it.
But we had an extremely mild winter this year. It was very nice that you only needed a light jacket for most of the winter.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. But I hope you're having a great week. We are still just in the midst of, you know, transitioning from our small spring to what will be everyone else's spring, but will slowly be summer.
Most of the country, you know, there's like the the bottom like 25% that it's, they're like, wait, this is what it's like for us most of the year.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, before we get into the Star Wars eats and treats there at the Disney parks here stateside, let's talk about what's going on in terms of Disney travel, because we have a bunch of awesome travel that is here, and I guess everybody's in trip planning mode, which is kind of cool. So I'm going to go ahead and pick this awesome music bed here and simply talk about how you can save time, money, aggravation when booking your Disney trip, or even if it's a Universal trip, any cruise that you're thinking about going on, or River Cruise or Adventures by Disney, Kristen's your hookup. And right now there's an incredible deal going on. Tell the peeps about this amazing deal.
Right now you can save up to 30% on rooms at select Disney resort hotels. That's when you stay 5 nights or longer. This is going to be for the summer and into early fall. So those dates are going to be for most nights, July 8th to October 3rd. So if you are staying at one of the deluxe resorts, chances are you will be able to take advantage of the save 30%. If you're choosing to stay less than 5 nights, it is 25%. For the moderates, it's going to be save 25%, or for less than 5 nights, 20%. For those value resorts, it's going to be save 20%, or less than 5 nights is 15%. And a few of the resorts, like the Polynesian Village, as well as the Villas and Bungalows, Beach Club Deluxe Rooms, and the Little Mermaid Rooms over at Art of Animation will be a save 10%. There are exclusions to this, of course, and all kinds of other little itty-bitty details for all of it. But if you contact me, I'll take care of all those little itty-bitty things for you. You don't have to worry about that.
That is true. It's a great way to save, yes.
If this isn't the best deal for you, and I can find you another one that's being offered that may beat this deal, hey, even better.
That's what it's all about, saving time and money. And Kristen's going to find a way to save you as much money as possible so you can go on your Disney vacation. Now, remember, even if you book directly with Disney and find a great deal, you can have it transferred to Kristen, and she'll take care of all the logistics of saving you the money that you well deserve. It's your hard-earned money, so you might as well.
Well, right? The thing is it does not cost you as a person anything extra to use me. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I mean, I get paid through the vendor. Mm-hmm. And so
when you book a cruise,
yeah, like you have to travel, of course, otherwise they don't get paid. But the thing is if I save you money and you have a great vacation and you get exactly what you wanted, then the next time you look to book a vacation, chances are you're going to contact me. So for me, I want to save you money because personally I like saving money. But if you're happy, then you know I'm happy.
There you go. Yes, and you're supporting the show when you do. So once again, Kristen, where can people email you to get them started?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right, let's get into the foodie guide for May the 4th. Because being a lifelong Star Wars fan, I've been a huge fan of what Disney does in terms of food when it comes to blending Star Wars and the parks, which is great. There are tons of great food that's happening for May the 4th. And it spans the entire Disney parks from Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, Disneyland Paris. And their teams really kind of are bringing some of these Star Wars infused foods to the parks, which is really cool.
Now, we have talked about the Seasons of the Force foodie guide in the past, as well as the Disneyland After Dark Star Wars night. So this is something even more on top of all of that.
Absolutely. So starting off with Walt Disney World Resort, this is available starting at May 4th. Through the 31st, so for a very limited window over at Hollywood Studios. At ABC Commissary, they've got, and it's also available at Pizza Rizzo and Rosie's All-American Cafe. They've got
And Backlot Express.
And Backlot Express. They've got the Jettison Juice, which is Minute Maid lemonade, watermelon served with a glow cube, non-alcoholic. At Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo, they've got the Mossberry Biscuit, which is topped with ube and matcha icing, ube micro sponge cake sprinkles, and dehydrated blueberries.
It looks great. Really good.
It's like a little donut. And then you've got, over at Dockside Diner, you've got the Princess of Alderaan Shake, which is salted caramel shake topped with whipped ice cream, edible glitter, and mini cinnamon rolls. Of course, we've talked about that before because of the Princess Leia-inspired cinnamon rolls.
Speaking of Princess Leia and her hair.
Yes.
I now can actually do that with Boo's hair because I got those special bun maker things for dance. And I was like, oh, now I know what I can do with that.
Okay, there you go.
Now if I can get her to sit still long enough for me to figure out the Rey hairdo for her Rey costume,
we've got a cat that snuck into the studio too, by the way.
Who did?
I don't know.
They opened the door.
Cat opened the door to the studio. Okay, well, let's go ahead and knock this out, Kristen. What's at the milk stand?
You can get the polystarch puff bread. It's a croissant topped with blue and green milk cracklins served with yuzu passion fruit coconut dipping sauce.
One portion.
Rosie's All American Cafe. I love the way this one looks. The Mustafarian Puff. It's a red cream puff with cookies and cream custard filling, topped with chocolate cream cookie crumbles. It totally looks like Anakin. Okay.
It's gross.
Over at Oasis Canteen, Sunshine Day Bar, Tune In Lounge, and the Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, you can get the Cosmic Rum Punch, Para Bay Coconut Rum, Bacardi Superior Rum, Pineapple Juice, Minute Maid Lemonade, Grenadine, and Igloo Cube. So at the Anaheim Produce, Grand Avenue Market, and Churro Cart, available May 4th and 5th at Anaheim Produce, Grand Avenue, and Market, and May 4th through the 31st at the Churro Cart, you can get the lightsaber churro with chocolate sauce.
You can select between the Force or the Dark Side. The light side or the dark side?
How about you just get both of them?
Let's get both. Yes.
Okay, Al John. Disney Springs, Almaritz Patisserie.
Yes, they've got the Stormtrooper Petite Cake, which is layers of chocolate chiffon, vanilla bean mousse, dark chocolate ganache, and cherries.
And that is available May 1st through the 6th.
Mm-hmm. At the ganachery, they've got the Death Star Ganache Square, which is ruby chocolate with 65% dark chocolate. Ooh. That looks good. Also, the Rebellion Ganache Square with white chocolate blended with dragon fruit and embedded in dark 65%. Enrobed in 65% chocolate.
I think I'm going for the Death Star Ganache. Yeah, and that is good. Available all for the entire month of May.
There you go. Coming soon over there to the Walt Disney Resort is another awesome popcorn bucket, which is the Salvage Stormtrooper Helmet. So you could get this to limit two per person per transaction.
We talked about that when we talked about Disneyland.
Yes, I'll let you take this over because I'm going to take care of a cat here.
And speaking of Disneyland, over at Disneyland Park, Docking Bay 7 Food and Cargo, available May 4th through August 22nd, is going to be the Shaken Beef and Tatooine Bounty with peppers and onions and crispy kale. Also at Katsaka's Kettle, May 4th through the August 22nd, you can get the Kenyan Topato Pie. It is curry, spiced potato, mixed vegetables, and mint chutney at Oga's Cantina. You can get the guava coconut milk with basil crystals, guava juice, coconut milk, lime juice, and pure cane syrup topped with basil crystals. Sounds very interesting. I think I could go for that. At Ronto Roasters, available May 4th through August 22nd, you can get the Destran Ice Cap. It is Sprite and kiwi syrup with sweet cream cheese, non-alcoholic beverage. Also at the beverage carts throughout Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, May 4th through August 22nd, you can get the Galma Garlic Puffs. It is a green curry flavored garlic puff.
Okay.
Okay, Alchon.
All right.
Novelties. Now
yes, they have a bunch of novelties. What I like is this Grinning Loth Cat.
I want it.
Which is a souvenir mug. We know that the Loth Cat is a friend of Sabine's as well as Ahsoka in the Star Wars universe. And this little cat has guava coconut milk with basil crystals. And you can find that at Oga's Cantina at Disneyland. You can also check out this Sap Tap Cup, which includes a fountain beverage when you get it. Limit 10 per person per transaction. This is available over at Disneyland's Docking Bay 7, Food and Cargo, Galactic Grill, and Ronto Roasters. And this little sipper is kind of like a Jabba the Hutt kind of cup.
Weird.
Which is kind of cool. It's
got a weird, like, straw
bendy
thing.
Straw and all that. Of course, we mentioned the Salvage Stormtrooper Bucket. We also have the Acid Spitter Orb Sipper, Maybe that's what that is. I'm not really sure what that is. Yeah. But anyway, acid spitter orb sipper, which includes a fountain beverage, and you can find that all the same places. And also the Droids Part premium vessel, which is also limited to 10 per person, no discounts. You can find that at the beverage carts in Galaxy's Edge, which is cool. I mean, that's amazing, cool stuff here for you. And I guess we could, if you wanted to talk about Paris real quick. We have a few things at Disneyland Paris. Yeah, there's only a few
things. You can mention them.
Over at Cafe Hyperion at Disneyland in Paris, they've got the BB-8 burger, which is beef, beef patty, bacon, onion, melted cheese, cheddar cheese, and a rocket salad. And you have a BB-8 dessert, which is raspberry crackling cho.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
You know what? I wonder if it's like an American beef burger patty, or if it's more like what they eat for a beef burger patty.
That's probably what they eat.
I would think.
I
don't think I've had a burger in France.
And they usually have these things anyway there at Cafe Hyperion, apparently. And Cool Station, they've got the Chewbacca donut, which is new. And then they have a biscuit grogu, which is chocolate hazelnut filled pistachio biscuit.
Oh, I want that.
Sounds yum. Sounds yummy.
Oh my gosh.
Over at Rocket Cafe, they've got the Chewbacca donut, which is new. Also the Darth Vader waffle with sugar or hazelnut topping. They also have got the Stormtrooper waffle and the Boba Fett shortbread, which is chocolate hazelnut and pistachio flavored.
Gosh.
So
my favorite flavors.
Yes, the force is strong with the Disney menu for May the 4th. And as they say,
I love the chocolate. It says chocolate hazelnut topping, also known as Nutella.
May the 4th be with you always. Isn't that fun?
Yes.
It's super fun.
Yes, it is.
Which I like a lot. Hey, gang, show's over. That was short.
I know, really short.
It's really short.
We did a really long one and then a really short one.
Yes, it does. So thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed today's show, be sure to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell because you want to, because we've earned it. And speaking of support, you can always become a subscriber on our shows at the various podcatchers, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, so much more. Of course, Amazon. You can also check out our show links because you can also shop and support the show. Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, Garden Grocers. You can also find them on diningatdisney.com. As I said in the show notes, you can also leave us a voicemail message. Click that link and your smartphone will take you straight to our voicemail and leave us a message. And let us know how the show is, what your favorite parts about it are, or, you know, give us a question. We'll answer it in an upcoming edition of Dining at Disney. All right. Kristen, where can you find us? I just pulled a fast one.
I know, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You can find us on all of your favorite social media sites, as well as diningatdisney.com. You can find Aljon at Aljongo on Instagram. And you can check out the podcast that he does with his co-host and former Disney creative, world-renowned author Dave Bossert on Skull Rock Podcast. It's all about pop culture, Imagineering, all the cool stuff.
Movie, films, streaming.
All the cool stuff you want.
Yes.
You can also find Kat at CAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram. You can also check out her podcast, Eat the Pictures. It is a bite-sized podcast all about food and film, her favorite things. And you can find that everywhere that podcasts are found.
Yes.
And if you haven't already joined our Facebook our group, please do so. Dining at Disney, get involved, ask questions, all that kind of fun stuff. And you can also check out our friends. We have the Disney Dorks, as well as the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. You can also hear us on Sorcerer Radio as well, which can be found at srsounds.com or you can download their wonderful app and listen to us and all the other amazing shows and park music there. And until next time, bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.